Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Mark.
And we are going to talk about all sorts of fun things today. First up on deck is this little bit here from Reason magazine that says, more than a dozen states are trying to nullify federal gun control.
It's true, and probably some of the same states, but not all of the same states that are nullifying federal marijuana laws.
It does say conservative state legislatures are taking a page from the playbook of pro-immigration activists and the marijuana legalization movement. With President Joe Biden issuing a flurry, to say the least, of executive actions last week to strengthen federal gun laws, state representatives across the country are working in the opposite direction, taking a page from playbooks of immigration activists by advancing legislation that would make the enforcement illegal. Which, now, these executive orders aren't exactly legal in and of themselves, are they?
The president is the chief of the executive branch, and sometimes to interpret a law, it requires an executive order to, you know, make it clear as to what priorities and, you know, these sorts of things the federal government may have. So it is, yes, but in many times when we talk about them on the air here, we're talking about them being basically illegal in so much as the president is creating legislation with an executive order.
That's what it seems to me. And it seems that it has gotten more and more frequent as the presidents have rolled on. So that is to say, you know, Biden now, I think, has issued the most, right? Trump
right.
issued the most before him, and Obama before him, and et cetera, and so on. And they'll tell you. So it seems like every time there's a new president, we see more of these
flurry
executive
of
orders.
Things.
Yeah.
Many of them are just undoing the old ones.
But then there's also the trend of not just the president. There's all the governors of all of the states, particularly
sure.
with the COVID, finding that they also have this ability to issue an executive order within their state. And they are using these executive orders in lieu of passing actual legislation through the normal processes, is my take on the situation.
That sounds right.
Okay. Well, on April 6th, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican, signed the first gun control nullification bill into law. Nullifying unconstitutional federal laws is both illegal and it's also the right thing to do. I'm sorry, it's both legal and it's the right thing to do, says Anthony Sabatini, a Republican lawmaker and member of the Florida House of Representatives.
He's exactly right that it is legal and in many cases the right thing to do. I don't have any particular, I'm going to stay agnostic until I hear a bit more about this. But as far as the federal government is very, very clear. In their constitution, it says shall not be infringed.
Right.
So, any gun law that exists, either should be a state law or shouldn't exist at all.
Right.
And one of Heller, the Heller decision, Heller in D.C., was that the Constitution applied to the states, too. I'm not sure I agree with that particular assertion.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it is fine by me. As far as I'm concerned, people having guns is good. I just think that we have an archaic system that we're trying to, you know, pound square pegs through round holes.
Well, I mean, they're using excuses to turn otherwise peaceful people who legally own arms into criminals. With the excuse of whatever mass shooting du jour is happening.
Whenever a law enforcement agent of any stripe or level gets involved in a person's ability to possess a firearm, nine times out of ten, it's going to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
And there's a class. There's now a new class. It's the armed class. And the armed class is largely people in uniforms. And it was never supposed to be this.
Right.
It was supposed to be that we were all the armed class.
Yes. Armed society is a polite society.
Yeah.
Anthony Sabatino goes on.
They didn't know any different, by the way. When they're writing the Constitution, they're writing in a world where everybody, of course, can have a gun. How? What? Of course you can.
Right. Well, and Anthony Sabatini here goes on and says, it's silly to sit around and wait for something you know is unconstitutional, he tells Reason. It's time to stand up and fight back. And the methods that we need to use are the ones already being used by the left. Interesting perspective. In 1987, Oregon passed a law prohibiting state and local law enforcement from using public resources to arrest or detain people whose only crime was being in the country illegally.
That's a long time ago. Okay.
87, yep. Since then, hundreds of other jurisdictions have passed similar laws, becoming so-called sanctuary cities. Conservative activists are employing the same strategy. While Arizona is the only state where such a bill has become law, elected officials have introduced similar bills in more than a dozen state houses. Montana's legislature has approved a bill that is now awaiting signature or veto from the governor. The Arkansas Senate and the Missouri, South Carolina, and West Virginia houses have each passed such bills. Committees in Texas, Alabama, and New Hampshire have bills that are moving forward in their state legislatures, and similar bills have been introduced in Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Minnesota, Ohio, Nebraska, Iowa, and Louisiana. Now, before I go on, I just want to say that this is probably one of the most individual state actions, even though there's over a dozen of these, that I've seen. It's my understanding that, at least as far as the founders were concerned, that, you know, the states were supposed to be the countries who dictated everything. They only got together for, like, defense, things like that, on a federal level. But otherwise, the states were supposed to be the countries deciding whatever they want for their particular area.
The reason for the Constitution, in large part, was for the states to work together when it came to trade. There was tariffing going on and things like that under the Articles of Confederation. So, yes, in large part, a state is an organization that claims the monopoly privilege of the use of violence over a given landmass.
Right.
So, yes, states were paramount up until the Civil War. It's just that sort of, once a government raises a large enough army, then it's in charge now. Look at me. I am the captain now.
You are not.
That's how it goes.
I'm sorry, Mark. You can be the edge, but you can't be the captain. And I say this because what I would like to see more of, and I think the United States is uniquely positioned to withstand what I call the fall of the empire, because it's already divided into these states, if you will. Kind of in the same way, like when the Soviet Union, the former USSR, sort of disintegrated, they just became, you know, the already existing smaller states, maybe a couple of them joined together here and there. There was a couple of new ones. But for the most part, they had these divisions already in place and were sort of
prepared for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say easily able to absorb it, but, you know, they had a framework with which to fall back on. And what I really like is seeing states acting individually against this federal legislation, because this federal, not legislation.
The federal legislation, it says, shall not be infringed in their constitution. As far as I'm concerned, the BATF and all, every federal gun law is just garbage.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in studio is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Mark.
And I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. We talk a lot about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live. This is a place that you can go now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. If you are already a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com to get all the latest headlines of all the cryptocurrency news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, from getting a wallet, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. Now, we've previously been talking about this article from Reason, where it says more than a dozen states are trying to nullify federal gun control. And what they mean by that is, you know, President Sniffer, whatever we're calling him.
Geriatric Jesus.
Geriatric Jesus, the Sniffer, has decided to write some words down on paper and call them executive orders, some of which affect your rights to keep and bear arms.
Yes.
And
we knew it was coming. And we knew it would be a Democrat who did it.
Oh,
we're not coming for your guns. You know, these guns have in the past been used in, you know, big bad shootings. Of course, big bad shootings aren't the problem in this country. It's little shootings. But and it's little guns. And but more than guns, it's like baseball bats and knives. But, you know, whatever. Let's just overreact, shall we?
Yeah. And so, you know, in a slightly heartening move, over a dozen states have been like, no. That's not how it's going to go down. We're going to write some counter legislation that nullifies these Biden mandates, if you will.
I think that's completely, and to my understanding of the Constitution, that is completely legal.
Well, I mean, first of all, he shouldn't be any president. Anybody in elected power shouldn't be able to write these mandates, as I'm calling them. What's the official term?
Executive orders.
Executive orders. Right. EOs, right, yes. They shouldn't be able to write anything that resembles an executive order that goes against the Constitution, in theory, if they were to, you know, follow the Constitution at all, which they don't, so they don't care. But it just shouldn't be able to be written in such a way. No one man should have that amount of power. But yet, they do.
They do what they want.
The article continues, we know this stuff has been working, and the right can continue to complain about the things that the left is successful at, or they can look at it, learn from it, and replicate it, Michael Bolden, the founder and executive director of the 10th Amendment Center, tells Reason. Sabatini is co-sponsoring a bill in Florida called the Second Amendment Preservation Act that would prohibit any employee of the state of Florida from enforcing or attempting to enforce any federal act, law, executive order, administrative order, court order, rule, regulation, or statute, or ordinance infringing on the right to keep and bear arms insured by the Second Amendment.
It sounds like a nice, forceful piece of legislation.
The bill says that any state employee who assists in enforcing federal gun control laws would be terminated and never again be allowed to work for the state of Florida. Well, I mean, I guess I'd like to see that for all government employees, but, you know, I'll take baby steps.
Yeah. All employees and all unconstitutional stuff I'd like to see.
Absolutely. We can talk more about this, but let's go to Scott, who's calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Before I begin my broadcast, is Ian all right? Is he all right?
I spoke with him today, yes.
So is he going to go to trial soon? When is this charade, this railroading that they're doing, when is he going to be a free man?
Well, the state had 5 years to set up its case, so the defense doesn't want to go to trial quickly, although the trial is scheduled for next month. That is very, very, very likely to be rescheduled. Ian is, however... quite possibly we'll have a ruling. We expected one this week, so maybe early next week or, you know, next week sometime, on whether Ian gets out on bond.
Right.
Some kind of bond.
This would be the bail appeal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need to even know the case. I've known he's a gentleman, and whatever they're doing and knowing the United States government, they're railroading.
Well, I encourage you to go online and look up the indictment, because I don't want to give anybody any misinformation, and also folks should educate themselves on what exactly the charges are here, because there, once you read it, you're going to be like, what? This makes no sense at all, which, of course, it doesn't. But I encourage you to go online and look up the indictment. Just, you know, go to your favorite search engine, indictment, Ian Freeman, Crypto 6, that type of thing. You'll find it. It's there. Go and read it and be as dumbfounded and flabbergasted as we are.
You know what else I'm dumbfounded and flabbergasted? The United States has no right poking its nose within Ukraine, Taiwan. Ukraine is a part of the Soviet Union. It's their land. They have a right to absorb it. Taiwan is a part of mainland China. It was there way before the United States came around. It would have been like if Russia or China said to us back in 1959, you have no right to take Hawaii. We're not going to let you take Hawaii. They sent warships. This country has no right. It's the world's bully. It is such an evil government, and Iran has no right to tell Iran not to have nuclear weapons there. People say, oh, they've got to have weapons. They can't. They're a world danger. If you have Zionist Israel threatening to annihilate you, they have a right to defend themselves and their people. And if I was them, like North Korea, I would trust the United States as far as I would throw it, and it would be more of incentive than ever to develop nuclear weapons. You know, gentlemen, this government is so evil. Before it tells
me... Okay, I want to address some of the things you said here
before we
go on. So, I gotta say that, you know, the sort of things that I'm hearing here, I do not like the notion of China getting hold of what was formerly Formosa and is now Taiwan. I think that's a terrible idea, and I know they'll attack as soon as they don't believe the United States will do anything about it. The only thing that is keeping the rapacious red Chinese from taking over, one of the freest places in the world right now, is just the notion that the United States might step in. And, you know, when it comes to Ukraine and Russia and that sort of thing, I mean, Putin can't run the state he's got. He doesn't need more. So I don't like any of these organizations. And as far as I'm concerned, they're all a bunch of bullies. Well, this is what being a superpower seems to mean.
Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. I don't see any reason for the United States to be involved in anything other than perhaps the business of the United States. So,
well, I think that places should be able to join the United States more easily so that they could then be part of that business then.
603-283-61.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two people were injured Saturday in a shooting at an Omaha, Nebraska mall. One victim was hospitalized and is in critical condition. Omaha police say they are looking for multiple suspects in the shooting. The Westroads Mall will remain closed for the rest of the day. and about half of all American adults have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, according to new data from the CDC. That new data showing that more than 128 million people have received at least one dose, which is 49.7% of adults in the country. More than 82 million people are fully vaccinated, with that number expected to jump significantly in the next few weeks, as many states have had their eligibility for vaccinations open to those 18 and up for several weeks. The increase coming as the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine remains paused while the CDC and FDA review data on a possible link between the shot and rare blood clots. You're listening to USA Radio News. Lawmakers are now tackling President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Senator Shelley Moore Caputo is leading Republican efforts to pare down the president's proposal to focus on the core infrastructure. The West Virginia Republican says that she and the president have different definitions of infrastructure.
Now, I think it's important to define what infrastructure is, because I think what we saw from the president's $2.2 trillion package, his definition of infrastructure is a lot different than what mine is, although there are a lot of similarities. So I'm the ranking member over on Environment and Public Works. I'm working with Senator Carper every day to try to get a bipartisan surface transportation bill. But that's not the only thing that will be, I think, a part. That's our roads and bridges, our core infrastructure that all of us in our states want, and that through the years we've come together in a bipartisan way and negotiated these bills time and time again.
This is USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is the Saturday Nights edition. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night.
Wait, is that the... Oh, it's the Bay City Rollers, too.
How old am I that I even know that?
I recognize it, but I don't know anything else. My wife and I, it's spring cleaning time up here in New Hampshire, and she had me hard at work today. And
are you for hire?
No.
No!
Hell no! I do the orders of but one person on this planet.
And it's Ian.
It isn't his dumbass. No. So we happen to have on YouTube playing. I just realized how old I was, right? Lionel Richie. Like, all kinds of
say
stuff.
Say you. Say me.
Indeed. I mean, there was some really great stuff on, but I was just realizing how old these will soon just simply be referred to as oldies.
I had that same. I had a similar revelation. There's a song by Kiss off of, I believe, the Dynasty album, which I like to refer to as their disco album.
Okay.
What Kiss the Rock Band liked to do is, depending on what was going on in popular music during whenever they were trying to make a new album, is they tried to incorporate that sound into their next album. Right, so if rock and roll was big, they were doing a rock album. If disco was big, they were doing a disco album. If, you know, ballads were big, they were doing a ballad album, right? And anyway, they have this song called 2000 Man. Right? It's Ace Frehley written. Uh-huh. Ace Frehley sings it, you know. It's a little different than most of the Kiss rock tune. It's a pretty rockin' tune.
I think I've heard it.
But I grew up amongst some folks who are huge Kiss fans. I'm not that big of a Kiss fan. But I grew up, you know, before the year 2000, listening to this song. This song was talking about how he's the spaceman from the year 2000, and the kids don't understand him, right? And so now I heard the song again the other day. It came up on my playlist, and I was like, wow, it's 2021, so now the perspective of this song has changed entirely. It's now about a guy who's looking back at 2000 going, don't you know I'm a 2000 man, and my kids, they just don't understand me at all, because now he's ancient.
Right.
So
that's well written, then.
It's an interesting thought experiment in what I like to call one-way time travel, right? Because you spend time.
We are traveling in time one second. Way. Yeah, one way, 1 second at a time.
But it's interesting, the perspective that it used to be that song was about a man from the future talking about how the kids today don't understand it because he's from the future. Now that song is about talking about a different guy whose kids don't understand it because, you know, he's from 21 years ago or whatever it is. So an interesting musical experience for sure. We've been talking. This is Free Talk Live. If I haven't mentioned that, where are my manners? In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And me, Mark.
And the telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. Prior to talking about rock and roll, we were talking about this article from Reason where more than a dozen states are trying to nullify federal gun control. This is in direct response to the executive orders that old pervert, kid sniffer Joe Biden has decided to, you know, inundate the American people with. And so defying federal law is something that a majority of states already do in one way or another by becoming immigration sanctuaries or through the legalization or decriminalization of marijuana and other drugs that federal law still deems illegal. In terms of method, it's identical, says Sabatini. In sanctuary cities, they stopped reporting to or dealing with ICE, and that's basically what we're doing. Bolden says that if states refuse to cooperate with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, then federal gun control becomes difficult to enforce. Agreed.
Yes. The federal government, whether people realize it or not, isn't that big of an employer, especially compared to the states.
Right.
And they rely heavily on cooperation from state agencies. And frankly, law enforcement agencies around the United States salivate at the opportunity when the federal government comes in. They're going to cooperate till the cows come home because, you know, each one of these people individually wishes they worked for the feds.
Right, the cushy job and the nice pension.
So they're like the sophomores running around the seniors.
Well, and to your point, the article continues. The ATF only has about 5,500 employees for the whole country.
Yeah.
That's not a lot.
No.
I've worked for companies with 10 times that amount of people. So not a very large
5,400. If you're figuring with U.S. territories, it's something like 50. You know, so five. That'd be like 100 per
state
locale.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And some states are quite big.
And about a third of them are just administration.
Right.
So that means they don't have the manpower or the resources to enforce federal gun control on their own. Their maximum capacity.
Federal gun control shouldn't exist. It says shall not be infringed.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Wholeheartedly. You and I, you know, we disagree on a couple of things, but being armed or the right to be armed, yeah, no, we're in full agreement. There should be. You want to own a tank? Great. Own a tank.
Yeah, I think that there's an argument against, say, nuclear weapons or something like that if somebody wants to take it to the extreme.
Taser, taser, taser!
Boom!
I've been seeing all these great memes on the internet that are like, you know, an F-16 fighter dropping bombs and the guy's going, taser, taser, taser!
You know, making fun of that cop Minneapolis that shot that 20-year-old guy for his warrants as he drove away. But she yelled taser in the process. She was a trainer and
firearms trainer.
Presumably was attempting to pull her taser.
Yeah. 20 years on the job or something.
Yeah, she was quite a veteran. I can only believe it was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean,
that doesn't make it okay. It's just, I can only believe it's a mistake.
Doesn't make the memes any less funny.
No, I love me a good meme myself.
Anyway, the article continues, the ATF's maximum capacity year in and year out is between 8,000 to 10,000 closed cases. So if you get a combination of more than 10,000 people violating a federal act, and then on top of it, you have states and local communities refusing to participate in enforcement, you've then opened the door to actually nullify that federal act in practice and effect. Now, libertarians, for the longest time, and anarchists and freedom-loving people have said, throw yourselves on the lever, you know, that kind of a thing, right? You know, overwhelm the system. Don't take the plea deal. Don't pay the fine. You know, go to court. Take it to trial. Overwhelm the system, because there is no possible way that the system can take on every case for everybody for everything that they issue at any given time and any given date and any given month. And so this seems to be mimicking that sort of a strategy.
I to some extent. So that strategy has never appealed to me, because although I understand the value, that this is the what I call the Liberty General,
mm-hmm.
right? So the Liberty General gives the orders and doesn't deal with the consequences of those orders in the same way as the Liberty Private on the front line. I have no desire to go to jail over some stupid law when I can just take a plea deal if I happen to be the first person. Now, I would agree that don't just take the first plea deal they give you. I mean, you know, don't be a fool. But at the same time, no, I don't like that that notion of being, you know, throw yourself at the system, you know, throw yourself on the cogs and be crushed. And sooner or later, the pulpy weight of our bodies will stop the wheels from their turning. The machinations of the state. What? No, thanks.
I hear what you're saying. I'm speaking more of the, you know, most people, they'll get a parking ticket.
Oh, sure.
They go online, they pay it.
Well,
no challenge.
When it comes to a parking ticket,
you know,
if it's $5, like it here is here in Keene, New Hampshire, my time's worth more than the $5.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I just give it to them.
That's true. 603-283-6160. Do you think the President Sniffer is doing the right thing with these executive orders? Or do you think these states are doing the right thing by trying to nullify them? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, come on and listen, or even call in to Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 is how you take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight is myself, the captain,
and Mark.
And everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry if that's boring as hell, but how about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it. That is the way. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it, and everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just plain fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com. That's AnyPayX.com. We've been discussing this article from Reason where apparently a dozen or so states have introduced similar legislature to combat... To combat the executive orders of President Kidsniffer. Biden, for those of you not paying attention. Kidsniffer equals Biden. Little vocabulary here on Free Talk Live for you today.
Yeah, I think it's joebiden.info if you want to see lots of videos of him sniffing people's children.
He can sniff and sniff again, and he will sniff some more, I suspect. At any rate, the article has been talking about how these states are, well, sort of defying these executive orders. Bolden says that if states refuse to cooperate with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, then federal gun control becomes difficult to enforce. And, of course, we've talked about how many employees they have.
Yeah, this is true with any federal law, is that it becomes very difficult to enforce once the states say, yeah, we don't want to be involved anymore, whether it's immigration rules, marijuana laws, or, gun laws. And that's what it was supposed to be, was 50 different experiments in whatever kind of self-governance that there was that was going on.
Right.
And the rules were basic. You know, yes, you have to do business with each other. There's no tariffs in between the United States. You know, you're all got to put in for the military, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, and voting with your feet was a very real perspective,
right?
To have, because
people moved all the time.
Yeah, state to state. If there's more economic activity going over here, or you have a skill set that's more valuable, or this, that, and the other, you know, there was real reason to do so.
Right. You know, the Amish and the Quakers went to Pennsylvania for a reason. The Catholics went to Maryland for a reason. They're, you know, people wanted different things from their governments, and they moved accordingly.
Yeah. So the article continues, Bolden says that the legal case for nullification doesn't depend on the constitutionality of the law a state wants to nullify, thanks to a legal doctrine known as anti-commandeering, which has been upheld in five Supreme Court cases from 1842 to 2018. It holds that the federal government can't require states and localities to participate in the enforcement of federal laws. Now, we've seen this in the past. I'm old enough to remember when different states had different drinking ages.
And another thing is the federal government doesn't have any, it should not be requiring states. So if you pass a law, there's money to enforce that law. Well, where's the money, feds?
Well, and that's what this is saying, is that the anti-commandeering doctrine
right.
says that the federal government cannot require states or localities to participate in the enforcement of federal laws. And I say the bit about the drinking age because, you know, in some states it was 16. Some states it was 19. Some states it was 21.
The drinking age was 16, you think, in some states?
I believe so, yes.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, you get drafted. You go die in war.
16. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty sure.
Again, it wouldn't. I mean, I know that you could have sex at those as young as 14 in some states in the past.
My point is that different states had
different rules,
ages,
and still do,
for their drinking laws. And it wasn't until the federal government decided to strong arm everybody and say, "Hey, unless you all make it 21, we're going to withhold your road funding."
Yeah, that's what they did.
And so that is. In contrary to this anti-commandeering doctrine. So I'm not sure how they were able to get away with that, but the federal government has definitely strong-armed the states to conforming to their will before. So it's surprising for me to see so many states acting in this way. I'm happy about it, don't get me wrong. Talking about constitutionality actually does kind of get in the way of anti-commandeering, Bolden notes. A lot of people think a lot of people like that as a line in the sand, and I think that's a good approach, but I don't think they should be helping enforce federal gun control, even if a federal court says this federal gun measure is constitutional. In March of 2018, when the Trump administration was fighting with local officials over the enforcement of federal immigration laws, John Bolton, who would be appointed by then-President Donald Trump as national security advisor, the following month challenged the concept of nullification in an interview with Breitbart News Daily. The idea that law enforcement at lower levels shouldn't be required to cooperate with the feds is just unthinkable, he told SiriusXM host Alex Marlowe. That was also proposed That was also proposed by South Carolina Senator John C. Calhoun before the Civil War, to say South Carolina and other slave states would not enforce federal law regarding slavery.
Now, this is the ugly other side of nullification, is that on one hand, the federal the people would go to jury trial and they would nullify the laws surrounding, say, escaped slaves in the North.
Right.
You know, if a slave made it to New England, they could expect to have whatever criminal charges against them for escaping basically handled by a jury of their peers in New England and to get off. Whereas in the Jim Crow South, sometimes people would murder white people, you know, a white gang would murder a black guy for, you know, whatever the perceived slight was. and juries would find those murderers not guilty because that's how that society right. operated. And that's the ugly part, but that's also, like, you know, what the expectation was is that the smaller the group, the more legitimate they are as far as ruling an individual locally. Now, obviously, there's some holes in that plan, as we can see historically. But, you know, nonetheless, the federal government really has no business, you know, with any of its gun laws. And anybody who's working for the ATF is, as far as I'm concerned, just receiving stolen property. Their job shouldn't exist.
Right. Yeah, no, that 100% agreed on that. Sabatini says his bill is popular among Florida voters, but that doesn't mean it's likely to pass. In other states, law enforcement groups like the Missouri Sheriff's Association have worked to prevent gun control nullification bills from passing or to change their language, rendering them toothless. Bolden says police departments want to continue enforcing federal law because it's lucrative.
Well, there you go.
They get all kinds of funding from the joint task forces. And no, this isn't a bunch of stoners running around going, hey, man, you want to buy some tanks? The joint task force. Anyway, they get all kinds of funding from them. Things like the Department of Homeland Security grants, the Edward Byrne Justice Assistance Grant. They get civil asset forfeiture. I don't think they'll admit that they're getting a bunch of loot to do this federal enforcement, but they certainly are.
Yeah, they are.
They certainly are. And, I mean, we've seen it here in Keene, New Hampshire, just with the events of a month ago, when two Bearcats, these are tanks, Bearcats showed up at the Free Talk Live studios equipped with battering rams.
1 month ago.
Yeah, a month and a day.
Yeah. And banged in the windows.
This is the doors
yep.
and the windows. They threw iron hook through the top window and pulled the window out.
This is a federal government program where local communities receive funding to, you know, to cover a tank.
To illustrate this for the listeners, I just want to mention the town of Keene, New Hampshire, where this all went down, 23,000 people.
Yeah.
Thereabouts. Might be 25, I don't remember, but it's small. It's quite literally a Mayberry. It's a quaint New England town, is what it is. For them to have two Bearcats, tanks, if you will.
Well, they probably drove the other one in from the neighboring county, but yeah.
Well, okay, but still, like, it just shouldn't happen at all.
Banging people's doors down for, you know, a victimless crime, if a crime at all. The lawyers say it's not a crime at all.
Hour number two is coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.